Okay, are we good now? Are we better now or not? Or not? Not? Yes, maybe. Maybe, maybe not. Okay. It's better? Okay, good. Good. Gucci. Yay, okay. Nice. I forgot what I was talking about. What were we talking about? Oh yeah, we're talking about alcohol drinking. Speaking of which, I need to drink. I don't need to, but I did open it. I did open it for a reason. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. I was noticing how like this my free chat thing, it says live in 55 days. Like, I changed it to January 1st last year, which is really scary to think about that, like, this year is ending in 55 days. Is that real? No freaking way. Oh my god, you guys. Need to finish your drink. Exactly. I guess I'll get some potato chips too. Oh my goodness. You know, about the one time your parents, oh yeah. But yeah, it was just like really, it was very like tame because someone found whiskey, and so like we like were mixing Coke with whiskey. And then because it was like some of my friends, it was like their first time like trying alcohol. So like they were trying to like people were trying to like we were trying to like like drink we were trying to drink it straight. And I remember there was one girl, she got so like, oh no, she got messed up. Oh no, she threw up and like had to like lay down, and she laid down and fell asleep, and then at 2 a.m. the rest of us like went out for a walk. It was during the summer, like right after we had graduated. Yeah, 124. So close. Yeah, we didn't really know. Like, we didn't really know because we weren't like we were old enough to buy alcohol. And, like, yeah. Gen 1 anniversary and your birthday are really close. I know. Oh my god, that's crazy. But yeah, I didn't drink that much and I didn't end up drunk. I think the first time I actually got like drunk was not until college. It wasn't until college, and I don't remember the exact time it was. I don't remember the exact day or like exactly what I was doing. But I do remember like it happened. It was definitely within my first year though. I drank a grand total of 2-3 times in high school, and was never drunk. Hear me, 4 years old soon. I know. Oh my god, that's so weird. I wonder what merch would Ali release. Ooh, I don't know. I just have to wait and see. I will tell you that it's decided though. I'll tell you that it's decided. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I'm going to get in trouble if I do that. Oh my god, I remember... Did I ever tell you guys that, like, on the topic of Omegle... Sorry, going back, I guess. Going back to the topic of Omegle, did I ever tell you guys that, like... You know that, there's, like, a YouTuber who plays, like, the guitar on Omegle? What's his name? It's, like, do something? I don't know. I don't remember his name, but he's a YouTuber and he goes on Omegle and plays guitar really well. I remember like Captain sent like a video, one of his videos to like us, and he was like, or to me, I guess specifically. He was like, oh, I remember the Omegle video that you did. Maybe you could do something like this, but with singing. And I was like, oh my god. I was like, Cap. And I remember staff was like, no. Captain was like, you should do this, and staff was like, no. Okay. Yeah, I think showing up to college with a healthy fruit of Jägermeister is good for you. I remember Tokipop used to own I think he sold it now, but when I was younger, he used to own a sports bar. And when he had a sports bar, like he got like samples and stuff, and he got Jägermeister gear, I remember. Yeah, cap. Yeah, the do. Yeah. So Tokipop had Jägermeister gear, like a hat, like caps, like baseball cap, like t-shirt, like that sort of stuff. And I remember I was really young at the time, but he was like, he brought home this gear and I would wear it. And I was super young. Like I was a child, you guys. I was a child, but I was like walking around with Jägermeister gear and I didn't know what it was. I just knew that Jägermeister was like a thing. And I didn't end up trying Jägermeister until I worked at the bar that I was working at, just before I left Japan. That was the first time I'd had like Jaeger before. It was good. I don't know. Some people really don't like Jaeger, but I like it. It's either you like Jaeger or you like really don't like Jaeger. You know? Gosh, yeah. It's like I had gear. I had like this bright. I think it was orange. It was like this orange Jägermeister shirt. Yeah, I would wear it like to sleep and stuff. I've done a grand total of zero substances in secondary. It's just not something I want to do with mental health already in the dubs and also being part of Catholic schools. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, it's definitely, I don't know. People, I feel like it's just more like of a curiosity thing. I mean, there are people, of course, who do it like to be like cool or whatever, but a lot of the times when you're that young, and especially like in the States where it's like you're not allowed to do it for a really long time, it's like you're just like you're curious, right? Attack on Jägermeister. I like Fernet. Fernet? 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 I haven't had that before. Yeah, Tokipapa. Yeah, crazy. It made me instantly ill since I was 18. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I didn't have it. I didn't have it for a really long time. I don't mind Jaeger. I like Jaeger. I haven't had Jaeger in, I mean, since I left Japan though. Although they do sell lots of Jaeger shots, like Jaeger bombs. They sell like Jaeger shots here. They sell like shots in general. They sell like a lot of shots in general here. There's like shot bars. Which I have not been to, but I'm curious about it just because like they, I don't know, like I feel like it's not, I don't like, in Japan, when you say shot, it's usually like one of like, it's either like tequila, like that's it. When they say shots, it's like they mean tequila shots usually, I feel like. But like here, they like mix a lot of things. It's more like mixed shots, and like there's lots of different kinds and stuff. And it seems really interesting, but I just like haven't really had the chance to go. They have Feigling over there. Oh, I haven't checked. I don't think so. Not what I've seen. I'm sure you could find it somewhere, but I haven't seen any. I hated my secondary school. Some of the hallways reeked of weed. Not so. Oh no. Oh no. Fernet. Fernet. Is it Fernet or Fernet? With Coke is delicious. I want to try a lot of things. There's I still want to try. I was unable to find like the honey mead, alcohol, the fermented like honey alcohol. I still really want to find that somewhere if I can. I probably need to go to like an actual liquor store instead of just like the grocery store. I think they sell it at like one of the chains though. I should probably go look there if I have the chance to go to a bigger one. I gotta go now. Night shift is calling, but may I ask you a question? Is about art? Yes, go for it. If I can answer it, I will answer it to the best of my abilities. 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 Night shift. Oh my god, night shift. Going into work right now. That was me in Japan, night shift. I would have had night shift right now. Fair not. Fair enough. There was also this one time where I came into a new school and there was a restricted area because the semester prior they were shooting each other with fireworks. School, honestly, I feel like all schools just have like something weird, like some weird stuff happens. You know, like I remember one time, we all walked in one day and like there was just like a spot, like this really dark spot on the wall of one of the hallways, and everyone was like, "What is that?" And like it was, I don't know if this is true, but I'm pretty sure, well, like the rumor was that like two of the like the quote unquote like weird girls or whatever, like they like they tried to burn the school down. They like put alcohol on the wall and like set it on fire or something is what is the rumor that I heard, but I don't know if it's true. It's really weird. You want to tell us your cups? Should I say canonically? Do I say canonically in this like in this situation? Yeah, but they didn't pass chemistry. I don't know if they passed school. No, I think they did. Anyway, do yeah, wait. Do canonically? I canonically, the answer is B. However, I will also say, canonically, I believe Iku is like C. So take that information like as you will, but I think I will say our mamas probably have a different idea of like what booba size is. I American or Japan size, okay, I will say Japan size though, tiny, so I'll say American size, I'll say B American size because I'm pretty sure that's like accurate. I'm pretty sure that's accurate like in both senses of the yeah, Japanese B is tiny. I've told you, wait, remember, I know that some of you guys know this story, but I remember me and Menno were this sounds like such like anime, like this is actually happening in real life, but yeah, me and Menno were like looking, we were like shopping for like underwear. We were shopping for underwear. Do you guys remember the story? And then like I was talking about like how I'd never like gotten measured before, and so like I did, and the lady was like, "Oh yeah, like you're like F," and I was like, "No way, like that's not no, like this is not." I mean, I was well to her, I didn't say that, but I was just like, "Oh, okay," but like. That's not real. Like that can't be true, you guys. It's no way. There's no way that's there's no way that's true. Anyway, I'm it, so maybe in some maybe I don't know. I don't know why. It was like pretty big. Yeah, even in like Japan, like F is really big, and I really don't think like that's I will say that I'm bigger than, I mean, everyone knows that I'm bigger than Menno, but like, yeah, I feel like Gen 1 is pretty accurate to like, to life. I would say Gen 1 is accurate to life. Yeah, F is just really big. Like, there's no way. I don't know. Maybe it was like that store's like specific way of measuring or something, but yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, okay, there are a lot of you. That was like, my the notification on my phone was like me and four others, and I'm like, there's only four of you, but then I opened it, and there were like 20. So hi guys. Anyway, hopefully I'll be able to have a schedule up. this week, but that all depends on my XLR cable coming in tomorrow. We'll see. They were so small. She was pressing F to pay respects and said, "No, not that small." It's the answer. All this knowledge going on in the future. I gotta go now. Remember, I love you more and I miss you. Thank you. I miss you too. Good luck on the night shift. I miss Ollie in these convos. I know, right? This is what premium is. It's premium. Premium, like members. It's not even members content. Premium late night talks. Forbidden knowledge. Can't read that. So yeah, I don't know why I keep talking about Omegle. Oh yeah, because there are stories I want to tell about Omegle because I've actually met cool people on Omegle. I know like you guys are gonna be like, oh my god, like oh wait, like what are you talking about? But like I've met some pretty chill people on KP. Down under content, yeah. I make my ice cream more delicious. Thanks for talking to Ollie again. Yes, get that ice cream. Hope it's not the metal thing inside the mic that got broke. I hope it's not like the mic because my mic is like a good mic and it's expensive. And I don't want to have to buy a new one. Late night talks and being a coffee listening doesn't work. Yeah, night is relative, I guess. 4 a.m. Ollie convo. Yeah, it's like crazy time in Asia right now. Oh yeah, Omegle. So on Omegle, I remember in high school, I met this like I had like a close group of like internet friends and like sometimes we would go to Omegle. At one time I was on Omegle, I met like this dude and he looked like he was very like soft spoken, like very like innocent looking, like very just sort of like he was just there. He was like a he was just very very quiet or whatever. And we were talking a little and like he his thing again like his thing was like singing on Omegle because like you know how some people do that. And like his voice was really good. And I remember like remember we like took him into our friend group after that. And like yeah, I mean I'm not like friends. We're not friends anymore. Like I don't really remember. I forgot his name even, but like we were like friends for a little while. And then what else? I met like a cosplayer or something on there, and yeah, like I don't know. I mean, it was like kind of fun sometimes. So I'm considering switching my sleep schedule to EU again, so where I wake up at like 2 or 3 and sleeping before. Oh, I mean that's like honestly, like according to Pokemon Sleep, you guys like as long as your sleep schedule is like consistent and you're getting enough sleep, it's like good. Is that true? I don't know, but that's what Pokemon Sleep told me. He sang his way into your heart as a group. Yes, exactly. Acquaintances might be a better term. Yeah, we were friends for a while. Like I like we were in this was back when Skype calls were a thing. We were like the five of us were like in Skype calls. Like we ended up being Skype calls a lot. But this was when I was quite young, so I don't really remember anymore. But yeah. But I do have acquaintances. I do definitely have like acquaintances that I've met through Omegle. I remember, oh my god, my friend used to use this one. It wasn't like Twitch or anything. It was a different site. My friend used to use this one site. It was like almost like a live streaming site or like a chat site. I don't know what it was, but like she would always go in and like talk to her friends and stuff. Like there were a bunch of like she had a lot of internet friends on it, but I don't remember the name of the site anymore. But anyway, like stuff like that. I remember I had like a. Four I had a group of like four friends in high school. We're like all girls, and me and one of the other girls who I believe still streams sometimes, I know that she has a Twitch. We were the ones that like had like a lot of internet friends and stuff, and then like the other two like were like the complete opposite. Like we were like two separate ends of like the spectrum. It was like the two that had like lots of internet friends and were like more social on the internet, and the other two that were like not on the internet at all. Like they played video games, but like they didn't play like online or like they didn't talk to people online at all. Something like Periscope. I don't remember. I really don't remember what it was. But yeah, I don't know. She would just like sign in and then like the video, you could, I'm pretty sure you could like choose to turn your video on or not, and it was just like a giant group call. Don't know if it was like chat rooms or what, but Uvu. I remember using Kick too. I was really young though, like really young, like pre, definitely pre-high school. Two streamers and two lurkers, yeah, pretty much. I wish she's doing recently. Let's see. Pretty sure she liked my tweet the other day. No, actually, I don't know that. I think she liked my tweet the other day. I could be wrong. But yeah, so if you like, if you go on to only well, at random times in the night. No, that's not true. That does not mean I'll be there. That does not mean I'll be there at all. I haven't been on Omegle in a really long time. However, but yeah, there are really like sometimes there are really chill people. So yeah, it can be kind of fun, especially with friends. I think like being on Omegle alone is like is not great, but. When you're like with friends, yeah. I'm definitely not one to like want to show my face though, so I'm always like off camera. If I remember my friend, the one that I was just talking about, like I remember like she'd come over to sleep over and she'd go on Omegle and I'd like always like just sit like next to her like out of frame because I didn't want to like didn't want to be on camera. I've not touched that site in 7 years. That makes sense. I mean, it's not really a site to like touch that often. Unless like you're really unless you're really starved for like social interaction, which is me sometimes. Sometimes. Oh my God, my nose is stuffy. I don't know if it's like the cat or if it's cold outside. But like, I don't let the cat in here, but that doesn't make any difference. Just, like, her hair is probably all over my clothes and stuff. All over my clothes. Clothes. What do you have planned this week? Oh, are you going out at all? Yes, I am actually going out this weekend. That's about it. That's about it, I think. Yeah, I'm going out this weekend. Oh, I might go out with a friend. I might go out with a friend on Wednesday or Friday. The past few days, though, about for the past few days, I've just been pretty much like a shut-in. I just went grocery shopping today, and that's about it. But yeah. If you're starved for social interaction, most of those are probably terribly online and ready for Twitter space. Yeah, I was thinking, I realized like yesterday, like today, I was like, yesterday mostly, I was like, huh, I should just do a Twitter space if I can't stream for this long. Like, just, I hadn't thought about it. So yeah, maybe maybe, yeah, if the XLR cable doesn't seem to work, I think I might Twitter space again tomorrow. A little bit earlier than today, probably like 5-ish, like 5 p.m. here. Yeah, what's the cat's name again? Mimi, after my grandmother. It was consistently dipping under for us all last week. Yeah, it's so cold, it's so cold. Yeah, I got cold all of a sudden. I was riding my scooter today to go to the grocery store, and I was like, it's so cold. Hope you have a lovely time. Glad to see you're having a nice time with friends. Yeah, it's actually, I mean, I said I'm going out this and that and the other, but like I'm actually not as like busy or as social as I was in Japan, which actually might be a good thing, honestly. It leaves more time for me to just sort of like, I don't know, it gives me more time like for myself, which is probably a good thing. I think it's like what I like to believe, but yeah, Mimi. Mimi. How's the walking, biking infrastructure? Oh, compared to JPNNA. Yeah, so Where I come from, like originally, like my hometown in Borderland, it's like the there are like buses exist. There are quite a lot of buses and like not very many trains. It's not very good. Like they don't come on time at all, and like public transportation's like not really like once you get a bit out of the city, like there's just not a lot. It's not great. Public transportation where I come from is not great. It was crazy good in Japan, and now it's like somewhere in the middle, I would say. Like it doesn't really come on time, but there are a lot of ways to get where you need to go. There's like tram, there's bus, like that sort of stuff. So yeah, it's definitely better. It's definitely better than my hometown, but it's obviously not as good as Tokyo. Like, yeah, that name's adorable. Oh my god, thank you. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot because yeah, my grandmama passed a few months ago, and it's not for me though. It's not anything like it's not like I'm gonna name her after my grandma because she died, and like she it's not like anything spiritual, I don't think. I just think that Mimi is a very cute name. It's fitting. I think it's fitting for a cat. And I wanted a name of French origin, so I thought, why not, you know? I thought you were just gonna be present for Also, Mimi's a great name. Thank you. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Rest in peace. Yeah. I think that it's a good name for a cat. And my family likes it. My family approves. Minus my grandfather, apparently. My grandpapa. Because apparently he's just like, I think he's just kind of sad, you know? I mean, like, it makes sense, you know? It's when your spouse passes away and stuff, and like you're old and whatever. Apparently my aunt told him that I was gonna name the cat Mimi, and he didn't say anything. Which is like, I don't know, he'll just have to get over it. But yeah, he's probably pretty like sad about it, of course, which is understandable. I hope that he like feels better soon. I think apparently my family was like, or my aunt, because my aunt, the oldest of the family on my mom's side, and she never had kids, but like her and my uncle live with my grandpa. Like her and my uncle and my grandpa and my grandma, they all used to live together in like this big house, like the four of them. I mean, they still do, but then my grandma passed, and now it's the three of them. Yeah, and so apparently she was talking about getting him a pet. my mom was like, he probably doesn't want a pet, and like, I can't imagine him taking care of anything, and like, yeah, he probably wouldn't want one, but I don't know. I can imagine him. I don't know. I mean, I can imagine him with a pet, but like, does he want a pet? Like, if he doesn't want a pet, like, that's a different story. But he goes on for like his health. He goes on like hour walks every day, even when it's freaking snowing and icy. I'm like, Grandpa, please. Everyone was like, Grandpa, please. When it was snowy last year and like icy, and he was like, he still would go on his walks like next, and he walks like next to a really busy street. It's so scary. Everyone was so scared for him. But my grandpa's one of those like old people who's like very stubborn. They're like, no, like I'm going to, like I don't care what you say. Like I'm gonna do what I want, you know. I think he has more meds that he needs to be taking, but like he hasn't been taking them probably. I don't know. He's one of those. So. A pet cactus would be loneliness. That's true. That's true. Maybe get him a plant, I guess. I can see him with a cat, maybe. I feel like I can see him more with a dog, though. Like a dog, because he goes on walks. So, like, if he had a dog with him, like, I feel like that'd be kind of cute. But yeah, having to feed animals and, like, wash them or whatever. I guess, I feel like, like, feeding them's not that big of an issue or whatever, but, like, yeah, they definitely do, like, for dogs, like you gotta pick up their poop and stuff. I was gonna say their feces, but that sounds weird. You gotta clean up after them. I mean, I guess cats too, but with dogs, like with cats, it's like you scoop their litter, right? Is what I've been doing here since I got Mimi. But like with dogs, like you gotta grab it with your hand, like with a bag over it, obviously. But like you still gotta grab it. It's a different, like I feel like it's a different sort of thing. Like I feel a lot more gross touching like the dog poop, like with my bagged hand compared to like the scooper, right? Well, that has a routine we'll do regardless. Yeah, my grandpa's definitely like one of those. He's a stubborn old guy. He like likes his independence, that sort of stuff, which is good. It's good. It's good for him, but everyone worries and whatever. Size. That's true. It's a different, I mean, well, it depends on how big of a dog you have, I guess, but yeah. And it's just like, I mean, the cats, they do it in like one place. You don't gotta teach them anything. Like, oh my God, I remember when Mimi first like went to the toilet, like went to her like litter box, like without me having to do anything, and I was like, whoa, whoa, like it was such like a big thing for me, because like I've only ever had dogs, and like toilet training is like, yeah, like toilet training is the hardest thing for me, because it's like, it's you have to tell them no, and you have to look at them like when they're puppies and stuff. You have to watch them all the time to make sure, like, because if they start sniffing, you have to tell them, you have to make sure that they go outside, and then you have to reward them for doing it outside, like that sort of stuff. It's like a whole process. But like when Mimi just went to her litter box and I was like just started digging or whatever, I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I didn't have to do anything, Dogs will also drop their litter where they pee sometimes. Definitely. Like I remember having like a dog, and she started like doing her business in the middle of the pet store. I'm like, no. Like thankfully it's just a pet store, so they have like cleaning supplies and stuff. But I was like, oh my God. She's smart. Yeah, she is very smart. She's a little needy. She's a little needy. I hear her outside my door like in the morning. She's like rolling around and like meowing. But like I'm tired, you guys. So I sleep through it sometimes. Cats are smart a lot of the time until they start climbing. So yeah, oh my God. The fact that she actually jumped onto the table while I was eating dinner yesterday, I was like, oh. Yeah, you have disrespect getting in the middle of the pet store. Yeah, I know. When that happens, it's like the pet store people are like really understanding. I'm like, oh no, oh no. But yeah, being a cat mom, you guys, it's definitely interesting. It's fun. It's fun. I like it. It's like they're low maintenance. They're really low maintenance compared to like dogs, I think, in my opinion. Like, she doesn't need much. She just gets like meow. She just meows a lot sometimes when she wants food or when she wants like pets or whatever. Cats are so different as well. I never figured out how to get them to stop clawing at the door. Tried so many. Oh, the door? Oh my gosh, she claws at the bottom of the bottom of the bed is the worst for me, because I can't get her out of there, I saw a video where a cat unlocked a door and opened it. That's insane. Someday I'm just gonna get like, I'm gonna wake up and she's gonna be like right in front of me. You do learn when their master is sleeping, as long as you sleep around the same time and wouldn't worry too much. Also leave a few toys on the ground for her. Okay, yeah, will do. I think like she's, I hope that she's like gotten used to it, because I'm always sleeping like in the morning. I always sleep in the morning and then like wake up in the afternoon. Yeah. She's very cute though. She's very cute. I'm enjoying like my having a cat child. Yeah, oh my gosh, she's so cute. She's so cute. Very, very cute. You heard him meow. You did? I didn't hear him meow. Because like she's outside. I'm like, was that me? I didn't say meow or anything. I did stretch. I do want to hear. I don't. I do want you guys to hear her meow, but maybe I'll record. Maybe I'll record a meow or something later if she's meowing for food. Okay, here are photos. I need to make sure that like the cat organization like isn't showing photos as well. But thinking, I don't know. I guess I'll just have to. I guess I'll just have to send pictures, like, different pictures that I send them, because they want to know how she's doing, stuff like that. Yeah, pictures. I hope maybe when she's sleeping or something. Maybe when she's sleeping, so I don't like reflect or reflect in her eyes. Because every time I take pictures of her, I'm reflecting in her eyes. My friend has a cat that wakes her up in the morning by jumping on her. Oh my God, I do kind of want like I do kind of want her to sleep with me, but I think that would be like not very good for my allergies. So I'm just gonna like not, gonna not do that. Just start going to the cat tree to scratch it. So second or third. It's I mean, when the door to the bedroom isn't open. She was using it a lot yesterday, actually, which was really cool. But I think that I she was doing the couch again today, so might be her second. But I do make sure to like give her like head pats and like treats when she uses the scratch post. So what's that noise then? Yeah, wait, what's this noise you guys are hearing? Because she's not here. She's not here with me. I don't know, maybe it was me. All I did was stress though. Ghost. A ghost of cat's past. Like Allie rubbing her hands together. What? Oh, is that my, is it just me shifting positions? Just trying to get my line, you guys. Ghost? Who's me? Might be me. I give it at least a few months till your allergies are gone. Most of the time, it feels like a bad idea to remove. Like, my bedroom is my only, like, place. Even here, like, I've been itching my eyes, and I don't know if it's because of her. It must be because of her. Maybe I didn't wash my hands well enough before I got into bed. It's not too bad. They're definitely not too bad, though. But yeah, I should probably wait until they wear off a little bit. They're getting better, I think, though, because it's either they're getting better or I'm starting to notice them less because like I just don't think about them. I don't think about them anymore, really. I just wash my hands when I need to, before I cook, before I like get into bed, before I wash my face, obviously. I think my allergies are doing better. They weren't great when she first came, and they weren't great when she came back the second time. Like when, after, like the people brought her back, and I adopted her for real. Like they weren't great, but like right now they're not too bad. Yeah, they're doing all right now. The wine. It's only been a few weeks, so your body hasn't had a lot of time to adapt. Ah, okay, so it's, yeah, hopefully it's better. It feels like it's getting better, slowly. So hopefully it continues to get better and not worse. Because I did see that there's a possibility that they can get worse. Think they're getting better for me though. All right, Sabina. How was Pina's birthday, everyone? I wasn't awake for the Totsu. I was awake for the Totsu, but I did send in a video. Do you guys see it? I just saw Pina's tweet. Let's see. Yeah, I missed it. Yeah, that's a mood. I was asleep. Was this? Recently, I think. It was like less than 24 hours ago. She loved a joke. Really? Oh my god, I'm glad. I'm glad. I was looking them up. I was looking up cheesy jokes. I was looking up cheesy jokes and I was like, which one should I choose? Yeah, I wasn't sure. I'm not very good at like the delivery and stuff like that. So I was like, is this funny? Like, is this it? When are you gonna get her a little black hat with a clock on it? She's an official buck, I already know. Oh my god, maybe I'll get like, oh, it'd be really cool to get like a blue ribbon or something and like tie it around her neck for just like a picture, just for a picture, like not to keep it there, but. You said the dream. I hope everyone had a lovely time. Yeah, I hope it was good. What was the joke again? I watched it, but again, no. It said like the joke was something like it was something like two windmills were on a hill, and one of the windmills said like, "Do you like music?" And the other windmill says, "Yeah, I'm a real metal fan," or something. But it's funny because windmills are big metal fans, but he's also a fan of metal. Like, you get it? Like, that's why it's funny. But I mean, it's not funny, but that's, you know, that's the kind of stuff that Pina likes, so. Don't know. What were some other good ones? Maybe I'll have to go watch the VOD. I remember, Dita like found the one that she was going to say on the Totsu like while we were in call watching Saturday Night, or we had just finished watching Saturday Night Fever, and she said something like, "What was it? It was something." Her joke was something like, "What's a skeleton's favorite instrument? Like a trombone or something like that." Yeah. I remember it now. I just didn't remember because it wasn't memorable. Wow. Okay. What were some of the like the memorable jokes then? Literally, me and Nita. I think all of us kind of were just like we all looked up like dad jokes on the internet and like told her our favorite one. Enjoy the jokes from last night. Yeah. Which ones? My first assumption of windmill was those old Dutch ones. So it took me a while for that joke. Oh. I don't. Maybe that was my. Maybe I assumed those were metal too. Oh, you mean? Oh no, I know what you mean now. Okay, what day was Pina's birthday? Yesterday. Yesterday seems so far away. I don't know how the song goes. Yeah, I believe it was yesterday. Let's see. Pina. They merged. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. 14 hours ago. So, oh no, I guess it's still today, is it not? Wait, is it still today? Because the Totsu was like a the Totsu was a countdown. Think it might still be her birthday today. Today, yeah, the calendar. Okay, me trying to remember the jokes, but I can't remember any of them. Or yeah, wait, I want to know. I guess I could just watch the VOD myself, but. Same as mine. Oh my god! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear pork chop. Happy birthday to you. Yay! Every day. Hope you had a good one. Oh my god, birthdays. Yay. November. Feel like I have a lot of like, guess minus Iku, but I feel like I have a lot of like friends who have birthdays in like the first half of the year. I forgot, did I tell you it was my birthday on 10/30? Wait, actually, was it? Was it really? Was it actually? For realsies? For realsies? Thank you for the birthday wishes. Of course, that'd be a good one. I'm kind of glad I went on notice for my birthday last week because boy, was I not ready to do it. People reminded me I'm old. That's a mood. That's a mood. It was. I was surprised you started saying happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ai. Happy birthday to you last week. Happy belated birthday. She started saying happy birthday. How'd she know? Oh, whoa. Maybe she has a calendar. Maybe she has a calendar of everyone's birthdays. I can't even keep track of my. I can't keep track of. I'm horrible at birthdays. Like, I'm horrible at dates. I'm bad at. Let's see. I'm bad at my IRL friends' birthdays, prison birthdays. Yeah, there's. I don't know. I'm bad. I'm bad unless it's, like, easy to remember. Like, I have friends. I have a friend who was born on like 10/10, like October 10th, October 11th, 10/11, 6/7, June 7th, like stuff like that. A B-Day calendar? Dang, do I gotta step it up? Do I gotta make a birthday calendar, you guys? Maybe I should do like a, maybe that should be our next members thing. We talk about red flags and birthdays. So yeah, then, okay, I guess I'll maybe we'll have to do that next time. I love birthdays. It's an I lived achievement, but maybe it's because mine is shortly after Black Friday. Oh my god, I was looking at monitors because I want a monitor, right? Like I want a portable monitor. And then I thought about it and I was like, wait, is there Black Friday here? And I looked it up and apparently there is, so I'm gonna wait until Black Friday. Holidays is coming soon again. Yeah, oh my god. I forget when it's my own birthday most of the time. That's a mood. Well, I don't forget like my birthday, but I definitely forget how old I am a lot of the time. Yeah. Yeah, birthdays definitely aren't I lived achievement. Like I got through another year sort of thing. I don't put a lot of emphasis on birthdays, but I do like to do like a little something. Like I don't wanna like go out all out or anything, but it's fun to like go get like a little like a drink with friends or like, you know, just go out to like a dinner or like treat myself to like McDonald's or something, right? Yeah. All the birthdays in my family are like doubled, so as long as I know the pairings I can remember the birthday. Oh, interesting. Yeah, the only way I can remember like my parents' birthdays, I didn't know my parents' birthdays for the longest time. I don't know if that makes me like a bad child, but I didn't know my parents' birthdays for a really long time, but now I think I know. It's so bad. It's so bad. I think so. Yeah, it's the 26th and 27th, but they're of different months. I believe that. Oh no, this is so bad. I think that my mom's birthday is August 26th and my dad's birthday is the 27th? Or is it the other way around and his is the 26th and hers is the 27th? But I don't remember. I don't remember. It's so bad. So bad. Am I a bad child for not knowing my parents' birthdays? Oh god. 16 nuggets. Yeah, maybe I should order like. Oh my god. Wait, do they have like 5-piece nuggets? Or do they have like. I have to look. Wait, I have to look. Guys, I have to look. I'm gonna look. Ooh, oh my god, you guys, for my birthday. Oh my god, for my birthday next year, I should do like a nuggies eating stream. I should get like a. Maybe I can order from like Burger King or something. For the past years, I've gotten hammered on my birthday. That is definitely one way to do it, honestly. Still not sure about my parents. Depends if it's on the lunar calendar. Oh, my mom's birthday falls on Remembrance Day. Oh, Canadian. Oh, my dad needs to have a calendar. Yeah, birthdays are hard. Your license plate number? I would never remember my. I don't have a car, but I feel like I would not re remember my license plate number. Wait, let me look at. I'm gonna look at. I want to look at the Burger King menu because Burger King is cheaper than McDonald's here. No, that says. Wait. Burger King menu. Gonna see what the like. I'm gonna see how many nuggies you get, and I'm gonna order like. Maybe that'll be what my like quote unquote like birthday cake this year. Let's see. Where were the nuggies? Nuggies. Let's see. They have 4, 6, and 9 here. Oh, what are these? Like cheese? Whoa. There's some like cheese things too. King fries, cheddar, bacon. Stop. These look so good. Okay. I'm hungry now. Four. But 4 is boring. I could get like 4 of everything because it's my fourth birthday. McDonald's always has pretty good deals on nuggets. That's true, like the 20 piece or whatever. Nuggie review to one. Oh, yeah. Do you remember your credit card or social security? No, I have my social security written down. I memorize like the date of expiration and like the security code for my credit card, but not or my debit card, credit card, but like I don't have the actual number memorized. I remember all three of my old number and license plates. Dang. However many nuggies you order for your birthday, I'll match to eat at the same time. Let's do it! Okay. We will do a hand cam that day. I had to use a mnemonic device in order to memorize. That makes sense, though. Sometimes you need that. If I go on vacation for more than 1 week, I forget the password to my work laptop. Wait, that's such a mood. I remember it's not like a week, but I remember I took off a few months of when I worked at a karaoke place. It was my first part-time job. I took a few weeks off to go back to Borger for like Christmas and stuff, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Christmas, yeah, Christmas. And then like I went back to work and I forgot like the password to get into the system. I'm surprised you haven't come across some free gourmet nuggets with the food app. Yeah, it's mostly just like pastries, or like it's mostly pastries, bread, or like there's surprisingly a lot of like sushi places around here, but I don't eat sushi, so yeah, passes are paying definitely. I feel like I need to like write them all down somewhere, but I don't. Have to get to work, but hope you all have a good day. Hope you have a good day too. Thank you so much for stopping by. Have a good day at work. Yeah, that was the time. Okay. Yeah, maybe since it's my fourth birthday, I'll order 4 of everything. Like 4 nuggies, 4 burgers, or we just like get 4 orders of nuggies and call it a day. But I was thinking like 4 nuggies, 4 burgers, 4 fries. No, like 4, yeah, like 4 like small things of fries, like that sort of thing. Or we could just get 4 orders of nuggies. 4 orders of 9 nuggets? I don't know. As if you can finish 4 burgers, yeah, no, I would not be able to. I would definitely not want to. I would have to save it. Maybe just like 4 orders of nuggets. That might be good. Immortal Flames, hi, just joined her nuggies, so much fun. Thank you so much. Thanks for the super chat. Arigato, thank you. Yeah, I was talking about what I should do for my birthday. Yeah, maybe we won't do like we won't do a debut react stream, you know? We won't do a karaoke stream. We're gonna do an eating nuggies stream. Nuggies hand camp. That honestly doesn't sound like a bad idea. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that. Yeah, so I guess I could get, yeah, 4 nuggies. 4 nuggies. That's true. There are like nugget meals. Get you 4 nugget meals. Could I? Yeah, I definitely could, would not be able to finish that. King Box 20 King Nuggets. I could just get the 20 King Nuggets. See. Menu. Oh, menu. Burgers. They got like chicken burgers too. I've never had chicken burgers at Burger King though. My God. Smells or not smells, it looks so good. Now I want Burger King, you guys. I haven't had Burger King in a while. One candle per nugget, yeah. Order a bunch of nuggets for different places and critique them. Nugget review, yeah. Hand clam, hand clam, hand cam, four gloves or two, cut in one. I wouldn't want to get my, I definitely wouldn't want to get my gloves dirty, but Iku told me that it's hard to find gloves like arm, like elbow length gloves that have like the fingers at the top. 20 nuggets, yeah. 20 nuggets and a McChicken. That's a lot. That's a lot of chicken. I feel like I would get like a beef burger if I got that many nuggets. Yeah. Nuggetatsu, I do. I do want to do. I do want to do a hand cam soon, but I don't have the hand cam. It's just sitting in my like list. Maybe Black Friday. I'm hoping Black Friday it'll go on sale or something will go on sale, and then I can buy it then, along with a monitor. But we'll see. If it doesn't, then I'll just buy it. But dish gloves. I mean, like I found gloves too. I found gloves that are like full-handed gloves. Like those are good. Those are fine too. But like, I don't really want to get them dirty if I'm eating, right? So, have you tried the Impossible Whopper? I have not. Is that like impossible? Isn't impossible meat like for? Isn't it like vegetarian vegan meat or something? Or am I misremembering? 50 chicken nuggets at McDonald's cost $13.48 in the United States. How is that so cheap? No way. It has to be more expensive. Well, actually, no. I assume that must be like depending on well. No, because sometimes they have like 20 nuggies for like 5, 6 bucks. So I don't know. Maybe that is real. I used to inhale 20 boxes of nuggies in school. I haven't been in a fast food place in years now. Oh, really? I haven't. My last one was definitely Burger King, but that was a few months ago. The last time I went to Burger King was before I went back to the States, I think, actually. Was it? Oh yeah, I believe it was right before I left for the States. So, and that was late August. So the last time I went to Burger King was late August. Oh my God, that's the last time I was at fast food. I've been to like kebab places, like Doner Kebab. So technically, that's also a sort of fast food, but like a chain, like McDonald's, Burger King. Last time I was at one of those places was late August. Just get reusable or disposable gloves with the metal. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Get you some yellow long cuff Marigold gloves. They're designed for washing up, but easy to handle. Something. Oh, interesting. Yeah, something like that. The best, the easiest would just to have like be have like what would just be to have like the tipped gloves. But I don't know if I can find those. We'll see. The Burger King in Japan has to be better. Burger King in Japan is really good. I will say that. Like, it's more expensive. Well, technically, with the current yen exchange rate, it's not as expensive, but it's like generally it's like expensive. It's more expensive than like McDonald's or like Mos Burger or stuff like that. But it's the quality is pretty good. Order a McChicken burger, throw out the bun, lettuce, and mayo when you have one big ass nugget. That's true. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Speaking of burgers, I got like this burger sauce. I bought this burger sauce from the grocery store recently. It's really good. Like, I don't know what burger sauce is made of, but it's good. I'm pretty sure it's just, like ketchup and like mayo and other things, but like it's good. If you use fingerless gloves, would you do your nails before the stream? Probably. I would. Yeah, I would probably show you guys like what like how I. But then, yeah. But then you guys have to see my fingers. Like, I'm a pretty like small person, I would say. But then my fingers, I don't know. People give me compliments on my hands a lot, but I don't know. I like hands. Like when I see people's hands that are more like slender, so like I think those, I like those a little like better. I don't know.
I swear, I have thought about it. Do we start over again? Is it, can you not hear me anymore? Yeah, like, I feel the bone in his fingers. Yeah, I mean, they do. Yeah, they look like children's hands. So, I mean, if you guys are okay with that. Yeah. Oh, one is doing was 100 yen. Oh, interesting. Right now it's like 160. I think it's like 160 and he's 1 year old, which is insane. It's like 50% of eligible. Restart. See you on the other side. You'll see you in a second.